This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to talk about a transformational project now. We have Beth Branch, President and CEO of Port Nola, as well as Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., to talk about the Louisiana International Terminal. We've talked about it several times, but we cannot talk about this enough for sure. Folks, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Will.
So, Beth, if you would, kind of describe the landscape as to why this is so critical to ensuring that the Port of New Orleans stays competitive in international trade.
Sure, absolutely. Well, first of all, about 75% or more of all global trade moves around the world in a container, in a box. So it's imperative that in order to be relevant in global trade, you have to be able to have the capabilities to be able to handle containers that move in that fashion. The challenge that we have in New Orleans is that these container ships have gotten larger and larger, and they are not able, the larger ones, to fit under our Crescent City Connection Bridge. So in order to continue to be an ongoing maritime concern in a big way, we need that container terminal built.
Absolutely. And when we think about this, a lot of folks don't recognize or realize that we are competing against other ports, right, who have been improving their infrastructure, improving their capacity, and have shown a willingness to the shipping industry that they have the desire to do so. And that's incredibly important as it relates to this project as well, right?
It absolutely is. So you have immediately you have competition from Houston. You have competition from Mobile, and you even have competition from Tampa. So those are really the four major ports within the Gulf when you talk about containerized movements of cargo. And those have all been making very, very serious and very significant investments in their infrastructure. So it's really critical that we stay ahead of this, that we make sure that we get our container terminal built. They are doing things that we are blessed with already. The Mississippi River is dredged to 50 feet. We have very deep water here. That's not the case in Houston. That isn't the case until they complete in Mobile. But all of those things are underway in other locations as well. So we definitely want to make sure that we take advantage of our naturally deep water. And clearly, we're very connected to the country like no other port in this country is because of the railroad connectivity that we have that all comes into and out of New Orleans.
Yeah, and that's a resource that we have, or an infrastructure that we have, that most others don't have.
Michael, no one else has.
Yeah. How many actual lines? I know we've talked about this a long, long time ago, but if you would just briefly describe the breadth and depth of the rail that comes here.
Sure. So we have, there are six today. There are six what we call Class 1, think of them as national railroads that traverse a fairly significant mileage across the country. There are two really east-west railroads that serve the West Coast, two that serve the East Coast, and then you have two Canadian railroads that kind of go up and down the spine of the middle of the country. New Orleans is the only gateway, the only port, the only location in the United States that connects to every one of those railroads. And it's a really, really important thing because that means that we can get inbound cargo to basically anywhere in the United States, and we can take exports from basically anywhere in the United States and get them out through into markets from New Orleans. And no other port in the country can do that.
Now, obviously, this has, a project of this size, always what comes with it are questions, right, about what the impact is going to be. And we'll talk to Michael in a second about the economic impact. But a lot of folks, and rightfully so, concerned about community impact. Talk to us about the outreach that has been conducted by the Port of New Orleans.
Oh, sure. Thank you. And, you know, I have to say at the front end that engagement with the community on a project like this is paramount. It's part of our mission. It's part of what we do in driving regional and economic prosperity through maritime and international trade. So we've been quite engaged with the community. We have, first of all, and I think really most critically, if you look at physical things that we have done in response to that community engagement, we've actually changed our terminal layout from meetings with the community. We've moved the rail, the road, closer to the levee in response to some community requests and some work that we've done with that. So I think that's really critical. We've also been quite engaged with the community from day one. We have hosted many, many meetings with the community, about 65 meetings over the last 4 years or so. We've engaged about 1,400 people who live in the community, as well as elected officials. We've hosted open houses or virtual open houses. We have two community advisory committees that are active today, one for Violet, which is the location where the container terminal will be, as well as with St. Bernard Parish generally. So really important, that office that we have in Violet is open, it is staffed, and it's really meant to be a resource for the community to learn more about the project, to ask questions. And certainly we know that we also will not always have everyone who is on the, for the project. And it's our job to talk through and the project and understand their concerns where we can to try to address those concerns, but make sure that we also are getting the information out in the community about the project and what the project is and what the project isn't.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Absolutely. Michael, let's pivot to you. You have been asked by the administration of Jeff Landry, the governor of the state of Louisiana, to take a more proactive role relative to the lit. I mean, I know that you are always day by day. You have your finger on the pulse of just trying to drive economic prosperity, not only in New Orleans, but through the whole metropolitan area. As you look at this project and you have consumed, I'm sure, all of the information, what do you see as the major driving economic impacts for first St. Bernard and then the region as a whole?
Thanks, Newell, and thanks, Beth. It's appropriate that we're having this conversation on the solemn anniversary, 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. For a couple of reasons. The first is that the first place that I went when I came back after Hurricane Katrina, I was here the weekend before and then came back 2 weeks later, was to my college roommate's house in St. Bernard on Llama Drive in Araby. And so I was able to witness firsthand the destruction in St. Bernard. He was a college quarterback, and I was able to take down his picture of him as a quarterback back when he was thin and had good knees from the ceiling of the living room of their house. And so this is kind of where it all started. And I think the story of the importance of LID, of the terminal, also goes back to this, because St. Bernard was the most destroyed parish in the history of the country. It was 100% underwater, total displacement of the population. At the same time, or actually after, the recovery of St. Bernard has been one of the most remarkable in history, one of the fastest growing parishes in the country. It was all really rebuilt around the schools, and that was catalyzed by the superintendent at that time, the new superintendent, Doris Voce. And as we all know, the community commitment in St. Bernard is matched by no one in the world, probably. But the challenge is that here we are today. There's still a lot of work to do. The population is still about 45,000 compared to 67,000 pre-Katrina. The tax base hasn't fully recovered. And the hard truth is that the parish is still too dependent on a couple of industries. So what LID is going to do is that it's going to boost local restaurants, retailers, grocery stores. We've seen this with other major projects. We're seeing it with Meta, for example, now up in the Northeast. It's going to double sales taxes, which is really important for building roads and for helping the police and fire. There's going to be 500 local construction jobs, over 2,000 port-related jobs. And we're doing this all with Nunez Community College to make sure that the jobs go to locals. So I see LID as the next phase of recovery for one of the most remarkable recovery stories in this country.
There are those that say that, because I really believe that this creates economic diversity, not only for St. Bernard, but obviously for the region. And I've had some St. Bernard residents tell me, well, we have a port, but their port activities relative to the Port of New Orleans port activities don't necessarily align, right? I mean, you don't see the container business in what they're doing today. Am I right on that or no?
You are right on that. And again, it's just really critical when bringing it back home to Louisiana as well. If a company wants to export their goods, they are likely going to be moving in a container. If a company is running a manufacturing operation, they need to, let's just call it, import international feedstock to be able to, let's talk about the new Hyundai steel mill and building that that facility, and where is all that project cargo going to come into, et cetera, et cetera. So that in terms of containerization, it really is, it has shifted in the last 50 years, which is how long the Port of New Orleans has been in the container business, almost as long as it's been invented. It really, trade has shifted to that, and it's a really critical critical that that we build for that future and make sure that we still have maritime interest ongoing. It was the reason the city was founded to begin with, and the work that the Port of St. Bernard does. They have very markets that they operate in that are different than ones that we operate in, which is really quite the beauty of a lot of the lower Mississippi River ports, is that we all have our niches and our strengths that we operate in, and they're not in containers, and we are.
We have just about 2 minutes left. I apologize. This is to both of y'all. There's going to be a lot of infrastructure improvements that are going to be provided by this project as well, correct? I mean, I know one is that roadway. If you look at any major port, any major expansion of any port activity throughout the country and probably throughout the world, there's always ingress and egress that is dealt with by a road in order to accommodate the increased traffic. Would I be right in that observation?
Yes,
that's
hopefully.
Correct. You want to take that, Michael?
Thanks, Beth. Yeah, so the St. Bernard Transportation Corridor, which is going to be built, it's going to be a toll road, meaning that it's going to be paid for by the truckers, not the public who are using it. And it's going to do two things. One is that it's going to keep the heavy traffic off of St. Bernard Highway and off of Judge Perez. It's going to take folks directly out to Parish Road 510, then up to I-10. The other thing it's going to do, and this the detailed stuff we worked out, but at a minimum, it's going to provide another means of ingress and egress, particularly egress during emergencies. Right now, there are really only two roads in St. Bernard, so it's increasing that by 50%. So, yeah, that's an important, it's an important part of the overall project vision and should end up benefiting not just the port, but the residents as well.
But I also understand that y'all are making the accommodations as it relates to sewer infrastructure and drainage infrastructure as a result of site development.
That's correct. Yes, that's correct. There's quite a bit of infrastructure, hard infrastructure that is that will go into the parish. Number one, it'll obviously, we're going to be using some of that infrastructure. We need that infrastructure too, and the capacity. So it's going to meet the terminal's needs, but it also is going to meet additional capacity needs for the parish as well. So while it benefits, obviously, the lit terminal, it really is going to benefit the overall parish. In particular, there's a drainage and a pump station that's being put in that is in the tens of millions of dollars that's being invested there, along with other infrastructure.
And then finally, I had a conversation with a St. Bernard Parish school teacher about 2 weeks ago, and I just simply asked this individual, well, are you excited about the possibility of a new school being built? And I mean, I have to honestly tell you, they were off the rails excited. I said, well, but I understand that people are not really, some folks are not having a warm and fuzzy feeling about that. And they said, well, I don't know who those people are, because they would be crazy not to want a brand new school as opposed to the antiquated structure that we're working out of now, and the utilization of running, all of the latest and greatest technology. What I said, well, that's why I'm asking you the question. I don't understand, that. And I don't know if y'all deal with that a lot, but I mean, I'm just mystified by it all. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I mean, I try to solicit as much information as I can, and like this person was like, hell yeah, we want a new school.
I want that person's name, Newell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one thing I learned a long time ago, Newell, is that if something doesn't make sense, check your assumptions. And so, you know, if we're assuming that any of the debate about the school is actually about the school, we should check our assumptions. The reality is that that there is an offer, and it's going to be not only a new school with all the latest technology for things like AI, but also a better location potentially. And it's a win for everybody. But, you know, people who have other are motivated by other issues might use things like schools to cloud the discussion. And we just have to, fly through that.
Yeah, hopefully so. Go ahead, Beth. Final thoughts.
I was just going to say one of the things that we're really excited about with the relocation of the school is that the Port does have other property in the parish, and we've been in early on discussions with the school board around where the school could relocate to. And what's exciting about the two locations that we have, it's actually in the Violet community where kids can walk to their school from their homes. Today, where the location of the school is if they miss the bus, they can't get to school. It's difficult for them to get to school. It's down a highway. So the locations that we're looking at are inside the neighborhoods, which we think is just a win-win, really, for the parents and the students.
Yeah, hopefully, I don't know if it's cooler heads prevail, but we take some of the emotion out of this and we start looking at it objectively as to all of the upsides to this. You don't succeed in status quo, and your tax base is not able to provide the services that you've grown accustomed to if you remain in a status quo position. As the former tax collector, I probably know that better than most. You know, as I studied the impact of a loss of a tax base or otherwise for so many different years and trying to make sure that wouldn't happen, because it just inflation alone, when you apply that number to the equation, it's a staggering number. And I know I'm preaching to the choir with you two guys, but I just think it's important, well, you know, that we bring that up.
Newell, it reminds him of a famous old Louisiana saying, don't tax you, don't tax me, let's tax the new port behind the levee.
All right, guys, we got to get out of here. They're all screaming right in my ear. Beth Branch, President and CEO of Port NOLA, and Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., thank you so much for talking about this transformational project for certain. And we hope that you guys have a great Labor Day weekend.
Super. You too. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Noah.
We'll be right back, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need
to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.